Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now on the podcast is Rod McIlree, chairman of Alien Metals. UFO is ticker there. Rod, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Last time we spoke, of course, Blue Jay, we'll cover a little bit of that at the end. But of course, now you're at Alien Metals. So first and foremost, take us through why now, why Alien Metals? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, Alien's actually quite an interesting little company. I've known the guys there for quite some time. One of the things with these sorts of, I guess, careers is that life moves on, doesn't it? It's these companies tend to be evolutionary processes. I think that, I've said many times, Justin, over the years, that the guys who build these cars aren't necessarily the guys who ultimately end up racing the cars. As a bit of an analogy there for you. The reason Alien interested me was I've got a good history with several people within the organisation. I was very impressed by the team that's there. Bill runs a very tight ship and he's very good at the exploration side of things. I've really come in to work closely with Bill on the market-facing aspect of this, get a presence in North America. A lot of the metals that we'll come to speak to about money in a minute are becoming more and more in demand given the bifurcation of the global economy. So I think that we are well positioned in terms of our portfolio, and I think that over the next 6 and 12 months we're going to move from strength to strength.
Yeah. Okay, well let's go through the projects here in Alien Metals. Start off with what you see as being maybe a priority or news upcoming. What's your thoughts?
Look, I think that the key project group, if you like, moving forward really revolves around the iron side of the business. One of the things that Alien benefits from, and it's very difficult in this current day and age to actually get any license exposure in this part of the world, is actually having licenses that have large occurrences of a very high grade hematite direct shipping iron. And I think that these licenses were put together by the team, acquired in sequence in pieces, if you like, as the company's confidence in these projects grew over time. I think that in the short to medium term, shareholders can expect, and I think it's been clearly articulated to the market that, we will move ultimately to, 90%, if not more, in all of these licenses in and around this portfolio. But more importantly, what we're finding is that there's third parties that are interested in participating with us in these projects. You might have seen a couple of weeks ago, we were the beneficiary of an agreement with Anglo that over the next couple of months we hope to formalise and finalise. That will see them putting in place an offtake for the entire project. But more importantly, and this is quite rare in the world of metals these days, it used to be quite common back when I was a university youngster, but is getting upfront capital from these guys to assist us with the development costs. So I think that clearly demonstrates their interest in getting this Hancock project up and going. I think that's the short-term key priority. We have two other projects that we're talking to a number of parties about a number of opportunities, but these things take time, but I have every confidence that we'll be able to put in place similar relationships to what we've just done with Hancock, over the next 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, on a macro front, does that affect, I mean, do people see through this at the moment? Of course, there's macro worries about inflation and all this stuff. But generally, when you're having discussions, do people see through these problems and look further down the line?
Look, I think that, you know, one thing that is clearly happening, certainly in my mind, and this was something that was sort of became clear through my work in Greenland, is that, you know, our economies need certainty of supply to function properly. And what we have at the moment is effectively multi-trillion dollar industries that sit effectively on an inverted pyramid that have a, you know, a $100 billion industry called the mining industry feeding that multi-trillion dollar industry. And if you can't get that supply, you know, there's profound implications. And we're seeing that not just with oil and gas, and shortly we'll see it with palladium. Palladium has been one of the best performing metals in the, you know, the last 3 months, up 25%. So I think you will continue to see these investments into Western developable secure supply lines. And this is the other sort of side of the coin, having these projects all down in Australia. You know, I've been around the world a few times now, Justin, and I can tell you that probably Australia is probably the most transparent, predictable mining jurisdiction in the world, probably similar to Canada in many ways. But you know, you know what you're going, what you're in for in Australia, whereas, you know, several other countries can sort of turn on a dime. So yeah, I think that in itself is going to sort of play into resources at large moving forward. You know, I think it's going to be a pretty safe, relatively speaking, a relatively safe place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, talk us through money, if you could.
Yeah, so this is the one that really, I guess, got me on the hook. these big magmatic intrusions, you know, they, I guess generally they are quite common globally. Where the statistical side of it comes in is that not all of them are metal bearing. And the ones that are metal bearing, probably 80% of them are the equivalent of effectively a geochemical anomaly rather than any kind of economic occurrence of metal. I think what's interesting about money is it's certainly the latter. There's a defined resource, existing multi-million ounce resource that sits on this. We will have an update over the next sort of, you know, several weeks on the broader plan for money moving forward. We sort of, some of that money that we raised was earmarked for drilling just to sort of test a few ideas that we have. But I think the product suite here, palladium, as I mentioned, one of the best performing metals, platinum, gold. But more importantly, I think this reinterpretation that sort of we're working on, we hope to be able to bring in nickel and copper into that as well. I think there's a very strong argument that, you know, there's economic amounts of nickel and copper in and around the existing defined PGM resource. Mm-hmm. Now, probably, again, sort of flipping that coin over the other side, what we have seen with this money intrusion is that this is really the first time that the very northern, or the bulk of the outcropping, in fact, all of the outcropping ultramafic has been owned by one party. And this is a testament to Bill and the guys that they spent, you know, 18 months to 2 years negotiating and sort of, you know, cajoling the previous owners to sort of relinquish their control for Alien shares, such that now Alien owns that project 100%. So what that allows you to do is assess it in a holistic sense, whereas historically the challenge was always that the previous owner never really wanted to drill up to their boundary in case they found something which would give their, you know, their opposition next door an advantage. And it was really quite a weird dynamic going on there for sort of circa 20, 30, even sort of 35 years. So now that you've got all of that anxiety out of the way, and we have this, as I said, 100% owned by Alien, we can actually approach it from, you know, a sort of a global development perspective. So those two things, I think you're going to see the resource there grow markedly over the next 12 months. you know, I'm not going to give any numbers because we've all got battle scars from doing that. But I think that what has been defined to date is clearly only a very small part of the overall potential. And one of the things with these types of deposits is they are remarkably homogeneous and remarkably consistent. So whilst we might only have sort of, you know, maybe around about 20% of the superficial area has been tested and that resource defined, you have all of the potential at depth, and that's where the real potential for this thing is, and the continuation of these reefs around the sort of the boundaries of the intrusion itself. So there's a lot of upside there. A lot of this hasn't been recognised before just simply because of the ownership structure. So I think, you know, where we are now, raising that little bit of money, having the team in place, you know, the iron ore guys down in Australia are like first class. And the team that we're building to explore money is equally competent. So I think things look good.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And so anything else you want to say about, Eddie Metals before we just tackle the subject of Blue Jay?
Yeah. The only other thing really to touch on is that obviously we did indicate that we're undertaking a rationalisation of the portfolio. There are some Greenlandic assets, you know, I don't think that we'll be progressing them for various reasons, just due to their location and their sort of prospectivity, etc. The Mexican side of the equation, I think, is also being looked at through a microscope. So anything could happen there based on the more recent sort of drilling or lack thereof. So I think that, you know, what we will be doing now is dropping a lot of fat and preparing to sort of really dial in on two particular projects, both based in Western Australia, mm-hmm. and get the iron up and going in the, you know, the near term, and you know, really focus our energy and brains on increasing the amount of metal that we've identified at Money Money, because there's no doubt that it's there. We've just got to find it.
Yeah, next stuff. Okay, so on 23rd of June, you announced your resignation from Blue Jay. What's your thoughts there? What's happening?
Yeah, look, I mean, life moves on, Justin. You know what these things are like. I said earlier that, you know, one of the things that successful people do when they sort of build these businesses is they kind of structure themselves out of a job to a certain extent. What's left there with the management team is first class. We've got Bo and the Greenland guys sort of focusing on Dundas. We've got the exploration side of the business, or they have. I still refer to it as my little girl. But anyway, we've got joint venture partners that I think provide a suitable base load for the expenditure, etc. And, you know, the cultures in these organisations change as they grow. And, you know, one thing that I've seen throughout my career is you've got to know when to let go. You know, as much as you might want to hang around and think that you're all things to all people, at some point you've got to recognise that, you know, I have a particular skill set, and that skill set was sort of, you know, starting to not be necessary or not needed at Blue Jay, because we had built it to move forward with bigger and better partners, bigger and better ideas, more money. You know, so I think that one of the things that I can do is sit back and look at that and what was done there and the team that's still in place, and, you know, I'm proud of that. So yeah. I think now is a new chapter, new challenges, new potential, and I think that these projects in UFO are, you know, worthy of my time, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, it's good to chat to you, Rod, and like I say, lots going on there at Alien Metals, a good team behind you, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.